Of course, Conseil put in. Since we're deep in the ocean, being inside this boat is vastly preferable to being above it or below it.
But we fix things by kicking out all the jailers, guards, and wardens, Ned Land added.
What's this, Ned? I asked. You'd seriously consider taking over this craft?
Very seriously, the Canadian replied. It's impossible.
And why is that, sir? Some promising opportunity might come up, and I don't see what could stop us from taking advantage of it. If there are only about 20 men on board this machine, I don't think they can stave off 2 Frenchmen and a Canadian.
It seemed wiser to accept the harpooner's proposition than to debate it. Accordingly, I was content to reply,
Let such circumstances come, Mr. Land, and we'll see. But until then, I beg you to control your impatience. We need to act shrewdly, and your flare-ups won't give rise to any promising opportunities. So swear to me that you'll accept our situation without throwing a tantrum over it.